So one thing that I think is important for me is to be visible in my community, to let others see me. You know, there is a diverse engineer that also has a law degree that is practicing intellectual property. Because once you see it, it just seems more obtainable. That's something I didn't have growing up, and that's something I'm very cognizant about going forward.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dwayne Morris DEI 360 with Joe West. I am Yumika Anderson Howard, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Manager at the firm. Today, Joe has a conversation focused on our new edition segment where he sits down with recently joined attorney Daniel Mitchell. Daniel shares his journey from graduating Georgia Tech, working at the U.S. Patent Office, and joining Dwayne Morris as a patent litigation associate.
Hello, everyone. This is Joseph West. I am a partner at Dwayne Morris. I'm the firm's Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer. And with me today as part of our new edition series, where we talk to some of the newer members of the Dwayne Morris family, is one of my favorite people in the firm, a mentee of mine. I'm going to claim him as my mentee, even though I have absolutely nothing to do with his amazing success. Daniel Mitchell. Daniel, how are you today, sir?
Great, great. Happy to be here with everyone. Thank you for having me.
So Daniel is one of the superstar associates that we have. He's an intellectual property lawyer in our Atlanta office. Been with the firm now about a year and a half, Daniel, is that right?
That's correct, yep.
All right, so tell us a little bit about your background and your path that brought you to our doorsteps at Dwayne Morris.
All right. Well, I went to undergrad at Georgia Tech. I'm a Georgia boy. I was raised in Georgia, not born here, but definitely raised. So after my time at Georgia Tech, I actually worked for a beverage manufacturing company, and I didn't enjoy my time there. One of my colleagues, he worked for an engineering company. And he just told me about the patent office, like, oh, the patent office is great. If you don't like your job where you're at, you should give them a try. And they had a program where they would allow their employees, they would pay for them to go to law school. So I was like, oh, that's an attractive perk there. So I gave the patent office a try. I was there for about 8 years and change. There I was doing patent prosecution, and patent prosecution is just it's basically a dance where an inventor and the government are going back and forth. They're negotiating invention rights. And then at the end of the day, hopefully the inventor will get a patent. So I did that for about 8 years. During my last couple of years at the patent office, I was actually moved back to Georgia, and I was going to law school at night, and I was still working at the patent office during the day. And I was going to law school to become a patent attorney. And after graduating law school, I did patent prosecution on the attorney side for a while. And then from there, I wanted to broaden my skill set and do some patent litigation. And that's where Dwayne Morris comes in. They actually took a chance on me, and I was very pleased that they allowed me to be part of and learn all about patent litigation. And I've been here about a year and a half. I've been integrated on several teams. And I wish I would have made the move sooner.
Well, listen, we didn't take a chance on you. We were very, very fortunate to have you come our way. In my experience, the world of attorneys is divided between people who, like, since they were an embryo, have known that they wanted to be a lawyer, and people like myself who, you know, my maybe junior or senior year as an undergraduate, sort of stumbled into the possibility of going to law school. It seems like you fall more on that latter spectrum than the former. Is that right?
Yeah, I definitely moonwalked into this position. So I'm happy though. I enjoy the work.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit for those like myself who don't speak Klingon, who are not intellectual property lawyers. What I do know and what I have learned over the course of my years is that there are different types of IP lawyer, IP work generally, and then IP litigation. So for the uninitiated, those who are not steeped in that world, give us a quick primer on the world of IP practice and IP litigation specifically.
Okay, so what is IP generally? There are a few disciplines in IP. So we have trademarks. There, you're looking for protections for your design, your mark, or your brand. We also have copyrights, which is another division in IP. Copyrights that you're looking to protect original creative works. And this could be anything from literature to art to music. And what I'm experienced in is patents. So patents, they protect an inventor's ideas. And one thing about patents, everybody thinks patents are an affirmative right where you can practice your invention, but actually a patent just gives you the right to exclude others from practicing your invention. And because of that, there's a lot of, there's another part of IP where you're actually doing transactional work and you're dealing with licenses. So you have to get, you either can provide a license to someone or you have to obtain a license to someone to maybe even practice a portion of your invention. So those are the three big overarching sections of IP.
What is it about your engineering background that you think best prepared you for the type of legal work that you're doing now?
I think as an engineer, you look for problems and you also pay attention to details. And in order to do legal work, you look for problems so you can advise your client properly. So you can know how to prepare a defense or know how to assert your rights. So I think just the level of detail that you have to pay attention to in order to formulate your position is key.
One of the things that we've done at Duane Morris is embed into our long-term strategic plan, our diversity, equity, and inclusion strategic plan. And a key component to that is being very purposeful about identifying and attracting marquee diverse talent like yourself to come and join the firm. What we found is that there's a lot of talent out there that people don't take the time and the opportunity to go about and seek, but there is kind of a paucity of diverse talent in the engineering legal space, particularly African-Americans who are engineers who also have a law degree. I mean, there's talent there, but certainly not nearly enough that can really allow the industry to fully appreciate the genius that exists in that cohort. Talk a little bit about that, about what it's like being in that space, what your experience has been like in terms of diversity in the intellectual property, that aspect of intellectual property that you just talked about that you're falling into, and what it looks like in the diversity and inclusion landscape in that space.
Yeah, so I guess to start, there aren't a lot, the numbers are getting better, but there aren't a lot of diverse African-American engineers. So if you were looking for an engineer, a diverse engineer that also has a law degree, that number gets even smaller. And in my experience, growing up in South Georgia, my dad was in the military. My mom, she didn't finish school. So it's not like I was exposed to engineers. It's not like I was exposed to lawyers, or, you know, that wasn't the circle of people that I grew up with or grew to know. So one thing that I think is important for me is to be visible in my community, to let others see me. You know, there is a diverse engineer that also has a law degree that is practicing intellectual property. And I believe the ABA numbers showed that there was less than, I believe the numbers were somewhere between like 3 to 5% of all attorneys were African-American intellectual property lawyers. So I think it's very important that, you know, you have an example that you see, because once you see it, it just seems more obtainable. And I think that's important. That's something I didn't have growing up. And that's something I'm very cognizant about going forward.
So tell us about how things have been since you joined the firm. You don't mention specific clients, but talk a little bit about the type of work you've been engaged in, what you've enjoyed the most. And hey, look, we have thick enough skin. If there might be a couple of things that you want to say, you know what, I wish we could do this differently, I'm all game to hear that as well.
All right. So I'll start with the type of work I'm doing. So I was introduced into patent litigation, brand new. Civil rules, local rules, patent rules. What are these things? These are things that I had to learn very quickly. And the type of technology that I'm dealing with, I'm in the LED lighting space. I'm dealing with optical communications technology. I'm also dealing with cybersecurity, antivirus type technology. And I enjoy that type of work because it's very technical. You have to really know how your product works so you can defend your client properly. working on different technologies, I'm on different teams. And me being very new, and I'm not a baby lawyer, that's something I was a little concerned about. But the teams, they've embraced me. They brought me on. They're patient with me. They're willing to work with me, and they're very open. And I have people that I can reach out to at any time to help bring me along. I guess one of the things that the opportunities that could have been addressed differently. It took a little while to get integrated on these teams, but as soon as I started getting integrated on these teams and people knew who I was and knew what I wanted to work on, the work started coming in, and it just took a little while to ramp up. But I feel like we're getting there now. So,
all right, tell us something about you personally that people might not know, that some of your colleagues here at the firm might not know, and that you might want to share with us.
Okay, so there's two things. Joe and I are part of the same organization. I'll just say it's the frat so nice, they had to name it twice.
Kappa Alpha Psi.
There you go.
That's it. Thank
and you. Then I will also Gardner. Say, I'll also say I'm one of the biggest things to me is family. And I'm a father of twin boys. They're six now, they're in first grade. And I also have a daughter that's two. And my wife, we just celebrated our 9th anniversary earlier this week. So I'm very much a family man.
That's fantastic. Do you think having worked before law school gave you any sort of advantage in your ability to sort of manage the whole law school process? Or I remember you mentioned that you went to school while you were still working. And do you think that that helped you once you entered the workforce as an attorney?
Absolutely. I think sometimes when you're young, you just expect everything to be perfect. You want your first experience to be the one. You want your first job to be that one. But without having other experiences, you don't know if that one is the right one. It might be a good one. It's not to say it's not a good one, but it may not be the right one. So I think having that experience earlier, you have a baseline to compare your experiences to, and it helps you have a better, how do I say, a better baseline of what to expect. It levels your expectations to an extent. And I would say having to work and go to school, when you're working, you're already working hard.
Yeah.
But when you have to work and go to school, you're working harder. So if you don't have that other experience, you may be thinking you're working harder, but you can do more. So yeah. I think having the ability to juggle both and balance both, it really levels your expectations.
I'm sure having twins gives you a whole nother level of responsibilities and hard work.
Well, some people think if you do it all at once, it makes it easier. I don't know
I don't know. Jury's still out on that, right?
That's very true.
Last question. I always ask this of people that I interview who I admire, and you certainly fall into that category. For younger lawyers who might be considering law school as an option, as we record this, I'll be giving remarks tomorrow at a seminar that Xavier University, I'm on the board of trustees of Xavier University of New Orleans. Their vice president of student affairs has asked me to give remarks to some high school juniors who are considering various professions. If you were talking to someone who was at that stage of the game, who might be considering law school or considering the law as a profession, what is one really good, solid word of advice you would give that person?
I know it sounds cliche, but I would say find a mentor, find someone to talk to, find someone that's been there and done that. If you can't find any, if they can't find anyone, tell them to call me. I will talk to each and every one of them. I'll take time. As cliche as it sounds, I think speaking to someone who's living it, breathing it every day is very important.
Daniel, it's clear why Dwayne Morris is lucky to have you. And I'm also, despite the fact that I consider myself your mentor, I learn something from you every day. So I appreciate that. So thank you for spending time. We appreciate it. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you, everyone.